Hello, this is Walter L. Eldon, professional engineer retired. I'm a life senior member of the IEEE and the Society on the Social Implications of Technology. And I developed this IEEE Ethics History Repository in order to capture the origination, the past, the present, and the future issues dealing with ethics in engineering, particularly electrical and electronics engineering, and the future issues of information technology, robotics, artificial intelligence, autonomous systems, driverless cars, and so forth. And I'm hoping that this is a contribution worthwhile and accessed and used by various members for research and for learning. There's a numerous numbers of websites, links that's available for research, for learning about the past ethics activities, issues. We have current issues involving whether the Ethics and Member Conduct Committee should be allowed to provide advice and support to the members of IEEE. Right now, they are prohibited from doing that ever since formally 2005, but informally it started around 2000. That's discussed in quite detail. Also, a review of the governing documents covering this issue, showing that there is not a legal basis for this restriction against the Ethics and Member Conduct Committee. That's provided. And it is hoped that some members, particularly the younger members, would get involved with the ethics area and work to reverse this trend. There's a proposal in the website urging that either the governing documents be revised, if you can trust the board of directors to stay on course and support ethics advice and support, or if not, then the members can exercise their right to change the Constitution, get this wording embedded in the Constitution. Therefore, only the members themselves have the power to make a change. The board of directors will not have that power. So that's a consideration, and actually it's a preferred consideration as far as I'm concerned. So this is my introduction and overview of why I created this repository. And I have a lot of thanks to give to Dr. Michael Gustalowitz with the help of Nathan Brewer of the History Center for allowing this to be created and giving me the technical help that was needed.
Thank you, and if you wish to correspond with me by email, you may do that by addressing it to w.elden@iee.org. That's w.elden@iee.org. Thank you very much, and let me hear from you. Good day.